Now going down to lumbar and sacral radiculopathy, L1 and L2 are extremely rare and we're not going to talk about them. L3 is also not very common. Just remember that if you have pain and sensory deficit in the knee area that is coming because of radiculopathy, then this must be L3. L4 is very important because we have the patellar reflex, and if you have problems with L4, then you'll have decreased or absent patellar reflex. The sensory distribution of L4 is the medial side of the leg, and typically what's most important with L4 is that we have foot drop, weakness in the foot dorsiflexion anterior tibialis. The foot drop happens either because of L4 radiculopathy or common peroneal or fibular neuropathy. Now L5 and S1, those are the by far the most common two lumbar radiculopathies. L5, the lateral leg and the big toe are involved as far as sensation, and there is usually weakness of toe dorsiflexion. S1, we have problems with the Achilles reflex, and it affects the lateral side of the foot. There is also commonly problems with eversion and plantar flexion weakness.